In November 2024, a portrait of British mathematician Alan Turing made history by selling at auction for $1.08 million. That figure may sound unexceptional in today's market, until you realize that the artist, AIDA, is a robot and the art is AI-generated. Generative AI technology is quickly encroaching on the art world, challenging the age-old philosophical belief that artistic creation is a quintessentially human experience. This development is provoking both economic and existential anxieties among anyone who makes a living from creative work. If AI can make art, does human artwork still have value? Will human artists who earn income through their work lose their livelihoods? To address these questions, doctoral candidate C. Blaine Horton Jr. enlisted the help of Sheena S. Iyengar, the S.T. Lee Professor of Business in the Marketing Department at Columbia Business School. Although she is blind, Iyengar often visits museums to immerse herself in viewers' responses. Fascinated by the subjective experience of visual art, she provides a unique perspective for studying the perceived value of art. Along with Michael W. White, also a doctoral candidate, Horton and Iyengar designed a series of experiments to measure how the source of an artwork, AI or human, influences a viewer's perception of the creativity and skill behind the work, as well as its monetary value. Key takeaways: the rise of AI-generated art is provoking anxiety about the future of human-made art. In a recent study, participants valued art labeled as AI-generated 62% lower than art labeled as human-made. Although human-made art had a higher perceived value when displayed next to AI art, no such increase occurred when shown next to other human art. Even in a market affected by AI art, human artists may be able to preserve their pricing by drawing clear distinctions between their work and AI-generated pieces. Designing the study. Before conducting the experiments, the researchers selected 28 images, half of them lesser-known works by artists such as Paul Gauguin and Andy Warhol, and the other half AI-generated to resemble those styles. A pretest confirmed that participants generally could not distinguish between human-made art and AI-generated works, even when they felt strongly that they could. The pretest also ensured that all images were stylistically comparable, so that any differences in perception would be due to labeling rather than variations in artistic quality. In the first experiment, the researchers presented participants with human and AI-generated art with no origin labels. Images were left unlabeled to avoid priming participants toward AI-related biases, thus establishing a control. In subsequent experiments, the researchers varied the conditions, randomly assigning labels of AI-made, human-made, or collaboratively made. They also changed the presentation order of the AI and human-labeled art to minimize potential bias in participants' judgments. Humans.